The Copper Peacock and Other Stories by Ruth Rendell. Read by Penelope Keith. A Pair of Yellow Lilies. A famous designer, young still, who first became well known when she made a princess's wedding dress, was coming to speak to the women's group of which Bridget Thomas was secretary. She would be the second speaker in the autumn programme, which was devoted to success and how women had achieved it. Repeated requests on Bridget's part for a biography from Annie Carter, so that she could provide her members with interesting background information, had met with no response. Bridget had even begun to wonder if she would remember to come and give her talk in 3 weeks' time. Meanwhile, obliged to do her own research, she had gone into the public library to look Annie Carter up in Who's Who. Bridget had a precarious job in a small and not very prosperous bookshop. In her mid-thirties, with a rather pretty face that often looked worried and worn, she thought that she might learn something from this current series of talks. Secrets of success might be imparted. Blueprints for achievement. Even shortcuts to prosperity. She never had enough money. Never knew security. Could not have dreamed of aspiring to an Annie Carter ready to wear, even when such a garment had been twice marked down in a sale. Clothes, anyway, were hardly a priority, coming a long way down the list of essentials, which was headed by rent, fares, food, in that order. In the library, she was not noticeable. She was not, in any case, and anywhere, the kind of woman on whom second glances were bestowed. On this Wednesday evening, when the shop closed at its normal time and the library later than usual, she could be seen.